Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shout out to Five Guys. I mean, great burgers. If you missed any of our interview with Chris Miles,
they do.
Check it out on the podcast. Dude, you know what I did the other day? The Junkies talked about something I wanted to listen to. And I was able to do this so easy as I just got on Spotify and went to the Junkies and went to the exact segment. And it was like two segments after they talked about something as I was driving downtown. So whoever wants to access our podcast, just know that they're out there wherever you get your regular podcasts.
Yeah.
If you want to listen live, I think you got to be in the Odyssey app. But if you want to just access it, doesn't have to just be through the Odyssey app. You should check out the Odyssey app too. I'm not saying that, but be where your feet are. How about that one, B?
Yeah.
Lanville has written down here the Commanders' biggest post-draft roster hole. I think everybody would yell that it's
pass rusher.
Right. I don't think that's incorrect. But I just think last year they didn't really have a plan. They didn't have their own plan.
The one thing that I'm kind of like, where I stick to is, I understand people look for names, but I've been inside of NFL locker rooms enough to understand that there have been a bunch of people step in. Nobody know who they are. By the end of the season, you like, who the hell is this? You know what I mean? Those things happen, and coaches find guys like my man, the 7th-round draft pick last year. Jean-Paul, whatever.
Oh, Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah. They see something in him. And if he starts to play well, nobody's going to remember he was a 7th-round draft pick. Nobody's going to care. 6th-round, nobody's going to care. But we always compare what we have to somebody else's guy. And most of those guys, some of them got drafted in the 1st round. A lot of them were unnamed players, too. Then they made themselves into somebody. Why not think that we can't? You know, I keep going back to this. I believe this coaching staff knows how to develop talent. What if they find somebody? But I don't think that Adam has stopped looking. He didn't do it because at the point when he was getting picks, he didn't think that I'm not just reaching for somebody. Just to say I got an outside guy. I got Trey Amos. I'm taking him. He's probably one of the top corners in this damn draft. I'm taking him. Then he came out, I'm going to take Jalen Lane because he's an athlete and he can fill the position we need. Our return guy may end up being a damn good receiver for you too. He made picks based off of what he felt was something. This is the best move to make at the moment. I'm not just grabbing edge rushers just because people think I'm supposed to. And I agree with that. Because you got coaches that you feel should be able to make it happen.
If you look at Javonte Jean-Baptiste, 6'5", 260, 7th rounder last year, started his college career at Ohio State, then went to Notre Dame for a season. Finished last year with just a sack in 12 games, 13 tackles. But he started to show more and more as the year went on. I think they like him. I think they like Wise too, B. Mm-hmm. And you know, Wise is a guy where I know he had an 8-sack season. I don't believe he's had a double digit. Yeah. But Wise is consistent off that edge, and he's one thing I can't help notice. Wise is 6'5", Baptiste is 6'5", Jalen Holmes 6'5". Whether it's Peters or Quinn, or it might be Daryl Tapp, who's the defensive line coach, whoever it is, they clearly like these long, rangy dudes on the edge.
Even Andre Carter is about 6'4", 6'5".
Andre Jones?
Jones. Yeah, yeah, Jones and Carter.
I bet he is. Now, maybe that's like the average height. White Brian, see if you can look up average height of DNs. Andre Jones Jr., 6'5", 260. Now, Wise, though, is a little bit different because he's an 8-year veteran, all with the Patriots. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with Belichick, probably lost a Super Bowl with Belichick, and super, super durable. Has never played fewer than 14 games in a season.
I like that.
And just in the last 3 years, 7.5 sacks, 4.5 sacks, 5 sacks.
Okay.
I don't know, but I could tell you that production looks pretty similar to Dante Fowler's. So in the 3 seasons before Fowler got to Washington, he had 4.5 sacks, 6 sacks, 4 sacks. Wise, 7.5, 4.5, 5. The one really big difference in these resumes is prior to last year, Fowler did have a double-digit sack season, 11.5 back in 2019. And Fowler's a first-round pick. He was the number 3 overall pick, so that name value sticks around, whether it should or shouldn't.
Yeah.
Wise was a 4th-rounder. So, he's never had the big name. But I almost want to try to do this math on the fly, so stick with me here. 8 years, 126 games, 34 sacks for Wise.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, so Fowler's first 8 years in the league. Now, it's going to be a lot more games. It was 100. Mm-hmm. What's 142 minus 17? 125. I also need a new pen. The ink is, running on this thing and staining the table, but that's a problem for future us. 8 years, 125 games. What's 55 minus 10.5? 55 and a half minus 10.5 is... 45?
Yeah.
Yeah. In their first 8 years in the NFL, in 8 years, all with the Patriots, Wise played 126 games, has 34 total sacks. In 8 years, on a number of different teams, Jacksonville, the Rams, the Falcons, the Cowboys, In almost the same amount of games, Fowler had 45 sacks. Now the
and Fowler was probably playing more time than Butchgarden was.
Almost the entire difference stems from the 2019 season for the L.A. Rams, where Fowler got 11 and a half sacks. And I would point out Aaron Donald was on that defensive line.
Mm-hmm. So he was being doubled.
So I'm just saying, like, if you want to find similarities, there they are.
Mm-hmm.
Fowler was 6'3", 260. Wise, by the way, 6'5", 280. And I think I really like Dante Fowler. I thought he was a really interesting character. We only got to cover him for a year. But just, he was funny and different, and I enjoyed him. But he wasn't that great against the run. I think he was a liability against the run as the season went on. Wise, supposed to be good at it. Or at least better. I just think that production is really not that different. But since we have a conversation about every player that eventually might become available, I think in the NFL, it's fair to have that conversation about Jalen Ramsey. Sure seems like he's going to get released from the Dolphins.
But maybe my question at this point.
Well, ask it when we come back. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.